Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Kelly Fitzgerald. If you've been paying attention to anything I've been doing lately, which maybe you've not, I don't know. I've been talking a lot about domestic abuse, domestic violence, narcissistic abuse, neglect, that whole kind of genre. And I've heard from many of you, which first off, thank you for reaching out. The entire series you can find on my YouTube channel, which is Kelly Fitzgerald, intuitive medium and author. Kelly is, of course, with an IE. I wanted to take this opportunity to answer some questions, and it seems like a lot of people have sort of the same question. Some of these were people who know someone who has come through a domestic violence situation. Others are from people who have been abused themselves. All of these questions collectively have dealt with spirituality. Why does it seem that people who come through some kind of traumatic event, it doesn't have to be domestic violence or abuse. It can be the loss of someone close to you. It can be any kind of abrupt change in your life that you find is traumatic. And one person's story did reach out. It was how people responded to his incredible weight loss. I kind of resonate with that because I too have lost over 100 pounds, and people do treat you differently. People you have known for a very long time, all of a sudden, it's kind of weird. So what happens when you've been through some kind of a trauma thing and people do treat you differently? A lot of the time you find something spiritual. It is amazing to me how many people have told me they were never a spiritual person, they were totally agnostic, didn't believe in anything, and then when they go through something, it kind of, spirituality finds you. You have to understand, I'm talking about spirituality, not religion. And I've said this on many shows in the past. When I was being beaten every day and choked every day, I went to a church for help. And they told me to go away. you're not a member here. Go away. We don't want to help you. And that's a really common story, too. A lot of people have had those experiences. So spirituality is very, very different, first off. If you've listened to me for any length of time at all, you know I am deeply, deeply spiritual. I am not religious. And that's pretty common for people who have been through trauma. So the first thing to understand is that's really a common thing. You know, when you start waking up, you start healing, you start moving forward, you do tend to become more spiritual, even if that isn't what you call it. Even if you call it becoming more aware or becoming more yourself, whatever terminology you're using, it still comes down to the same thing. You have become more and more spiritual. It's a good thing. It's not something to worry about, not something to, you know, freak out over. It's just the way it is. Now, people who are in your life, they may freak out over it. You know, and I've talked about this before as well. If you change and you start healing and you start becoming your truest, most authentic self, people who were attached to that broken, kind of beaten down person will probably fade away from your life. Don't chase them. It's okay. You will attract more people. You will find your tribe if you continue going forward. Often, though, we kind of fight with ourselves, but I've known this person forever, but they've always been there, they should always be there. That's not true. You know, we have different people, different friends, different associations for each individual piece of our lives. Don't think you have to tie yourself to someone who isn't fully accepting of who you are after trauma. You know, if you have gone through fighting to stay alive, when you don't have to fight anymore, you are very, very different. If you're someone who has gone through deep grief and you come through that and you begin to heal, you are very, very different. Trauma changes us at our very core. So when you're coming out of that and you are finding things that are healing, you are finding things that make you happy, you are finding things that maybe you never, ever thought you would be interested in, and they're interesting now, go with that. Move forward. Don't allow yourself to talk yourself out of moving forward. You cannot stay stuck. It will be more painful staying stuck and chasing after people who no longer belong in your life than it will be to let it all go and boldly step forward. You owe it to yourself to do that. And when you're discovering your new spiritual journey, be patient with yourself. If you start feeling like you need something else in your life, then follow that. Don't give up. And do not confide in people who are not along that journey with you. You cannot drag people kicking and screaming. I tried that for many decades. It just doesn't work. When you find that thing inside of you that makes you become more loving, more kind, more peaceful, more spiritual, don't try to make those people who used to be around you feel that same way. They won't. They just will not. You can plant seeds, but don't expect them to come with you. You may find you walk alone for a while, and that's okay too. It gives yourself time to integrate what you're feeling after the trauma. You owe it to yourself to move forward. Be as spiritual as you need to be. If you need to suddenly talk to angels, then suddenly talk to angels. If you need to try and connect with ancestors, do that. I'm a medium. I talk to my ancestors all the time. Don't hold yourself back. Don't continue to be stuck. You really, really, really need to move forward. If you have any questions or comments about the show or anything else, please reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook, on X. I'm pretty much everywhere right now. The best way is probably my YouTube channel or my website, which is Intuitive Medium, KellyFitzgerald.com. Thanks so much for listening. If you know someone who can benefit from listening to this show, please feel free to share it. Thanks so much. Bye.